little something between you and me. Don't cost you nothing, this one's for free.
The next topic of conversation is alcohol excess. Clive, aged 57, drinks at least 6 cans every day. He was in hospital recently because of a bleeding ulcer. He suffered from the DTs, delirium tremens, whilst in hospital. He was discharged yesterday with advice to see his GP. You haven't received a discharge letter yet.
Doctor, they reckon that I'm pickling my liver. They did a scan and they said my liver is fatty.
Yes, Clive. When you drink too much, your liver becomes fatty. At this point, the damage is reversible if you reduce the amount of alcohol that you drink. But if you carry on drinking heavily, you may end up getting hepatitis. This is when the liver becomes angry or inflamed. You may become jaundiced and yellow, and the liver struggles to do its normal jobs. Is this news to you?
Not really. My dad died of cirrhosis. I never really understood what that meant.
If the damage from alcohol poisoning continues, from being fatty and then getting hepatitis, you'll often get a scarred liver, a scarred and cirrhotic liver, and the liver potentially can stop working completely. It's a dreadful way to go.
Oh, dear.
Would you like any support to cut back?
I will seriously think about it.
I'm always happy to support you, Clive. Or you might want to see our local team at Weir Recovery. And between us, certainly we can figure out how to turn things around if you like.
Thanks for supporting me, Doctor.
Let's hear it for our GP. Skills improving, risk removing, no confusion.